My First Day, What Animals Do on Day One, by Steve Jenkins and Robin Page. What did you do on your first day, the day you were born? Probably not much. If you were like most newborn babies, you opened your eyes, cried, slept, and drank some milk. And that's about all you could do. Some animals are even more helpless than humans at birth. Kittens, for instance, are born with their eyes and ears closed. Others may have a helpful parent nearby, but are able to walk, swim, or fly almost as soon as they are born. And many animals are on their own from the very start. On my first day, I spent hours kicking my way out of my egg. As soon as I hatched, I was ready to take care of myself. But I was helpless. I couldn't even open my eyes. My mother cleaned me, fed me, and kept me safe. On my first day, I jumped out of my nest, fell a long, long way, and paddled after my mother. On my first day, I was born high above the ground, and I landed in a heap. But I wasn't hurt, and before long, I was taking my first steps. On my first day, it was cold. I climbed out of my egg, stood on my father's feet, and snuggled into his feathers to stay warm. On my first day, my mother held me close so I wouldn't drift out to sea. I dozed on her belly while she floated in the waves. On my first day, I raced to the water. The beach was a dangerous place, and I was on my own as soon as I was hatched. On my first day, I trotted along with my mother. My herd was on the move, and I had to keep up. On my first day, I rode piggyback with my mother. I'd have been easy prey for a snake or eagle if I had stayed behind. On my first day, I made a splash. I could swim and dive when I was just a few hours old. On my first day, my mother memorized the pattern of my stripes. If I wandered off, she could find me, even among the thousands of zebras in my herd. On my first day, I couldn't keep up with my mother. While she searched for food, my striped and speckled coat helped me hide in the underbrush. On my first day, my mother and I called back and forth. Now we recognized each other's voices, and I won't get lost among the other sea lion pups. On my first day, it was dark, and I was surrounded by a million other baby bats. But when my mother returned from catching insects, my cry and scent led her right to me. On my first day, I hatched inside a big pile of leaves and grass. By the time I clawed my way out, I could walk, run, and fly. On my first day, I hopped out of my father's mouth. When I was a tadpole, he kept me safe in a special pouch in his throat. But once I became a frog, it was time to be on my own. On my first day, my mother lifted me to the surface to take a breath. When I was just an hour old, I was able to swim and breathe on my own. On my first day, my parents stood guard when danger threatened. And my mother did something most insect parents don't. She stayed close and protected me and my brothers and sisters. On my first day, I went everywhere with my mother. I clung to her fur as she slept, ate, and swung through the treetops. But my mother had to leave me to look for food. I stayed very still. And my spotted coat blended in with the shadows. On my first day, I curled up in a cozy den beneath the snow. I was safe and warm beside my mother. And soon, I fell asleep.